This coming Saturday, a flotilla of kayaks, paddleboards, birch bark canoes will be paddling out onto the Straits of Mackinac. It's the Pipe Out Paddle Protest. It's the fourth year that tribes and environmental groups have taken to the water to protect the Great Lakes and to show their concern about Line 5. Andrea Pierce is a member of the Little Traverse Bay Band of Odawa Indians, and she belongs to the activist group Idle No More Michigan. Andrea, who's taking part in this protest?
We have a lot of people taking part. We have state legislators, candidates that are running for state legislation. We have activists. We have normal people running in the streets that are just, you know, with their children. It's a family event. Everybody who cares about their water is coming to this event.
How about what tribes are taking part?
We have Grand Traverse Bay Bands. We have Little Traverse Bay Bands, Sault Ste. Marie of Chippewa Indians. I believe we've been covered on Keweenaw Bay Indian tribes. So most of them. And the Saginaw Chippewas have donated and helped out throughout the years.
What kind of response are you getting? You say you have some legislators, you have some people running for office. Tell us more about the kind of response you're getting from those folks.
Oh, very positive. Dana Nessel came up to me one day at a meeting. She's running for the Attorney General. And she is all for shutting down Line 5. She says, and she says this every time I hear her, within the first hour of walking into the Attorney General's office, she will put down her purse and she will shut down Line 5. And now she's saying she will also sue Nestle. So that's pretty powerful.
So between the water springs issue with Nestle and this, you feel like you have somebody on your side in these water protests.
Exactly.
In past years, how many people wound up participating in the paddle protest?
I believe we've had hundreds of people showing up. It's really hard to gauge because there's so many people in the water, and then we have people on the land doing things. And, you know, I like to stand on the shore with the megaphone, and I'll do cheers between the paddle people and the people on the land.
Give me a cheer.
let me see. When oil is flowing under the Mac, what do? Stand up, fight back.
What do all of you who are protesting want? And I guess I'm wondering, is anything short of removal acceptable?
Not at this point.
Why?
Enbridge has lied so much about the state of that pipeline that's under there. They call it holidays where the coverings are coming loose and flaking off. There's been anchor hits. All it would take is one good anchor to totally destroy the water. It's just too dangerous at this point. And Snyder has a backroom deal with Enbridge to put a tunnel and do that hydro drilling underneath the Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, who's going to pay for that? Who? Who's going to pay for this new pipeline, the pipeline and the tunnel to go in it? We will. Generally what happens, because it's Enbridge's deal with Governor Snyder, which makes it Enbridge's deal with Michigan. They partner with DTE. They partner with our electric companies. We pay for that in rate hikes.
What do you feel when you think of the kind of protest messages you've been sending? And you noted Democratic candidate Dana Nessel running for attorney general. Do you feel like you have had any noticeable effect on policymakers from the GOP?
Some, yes. What was it? Senator Rick Jones wrote a bill last year for shutting down Line 5 and no pipelines at all under the Great Lakes. His mother was affected by the Kalamazoo spill. And I totally believe it's a nonpartisan issue. It's not just Democrats' water. It's not just Green Party's water or Libertarians or Republicans or the fish. It's everybody's water. 40 million people will have an impact by this water being destroyed.
Who are you trying to reach with the message that you're sending through this protest?
Basically everybody. There are people who still don't realize that there's a pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac. They don't realize it's as bad as it is. Their state legislators don't realize, you know, how bad it is. We're trying to make this awareness to everybody. The entire country should know just how bad of a situation we are in. We're in a state of emergency for our water.
And particularly, what is at stake for your tribe?
Everything. I don't think we would ever come back as a Native people if that happened to our tribe with the water got destroyed. It affects everything about us. We're right on the water. It's our fishing life. We teach our children that. We pray to the water every day. We are one with those fish and turtles and the crawlers and all of them. We are one with them. They are like our brothers, our sisters. We're close. And, you know, we have to protect them also.
Andrea Pierce is with the group Idle No More Michigan and a member of the Little Traverse Bay Band of Odawa Indians. Andrea, thank you for speaking with us.
Well, thank you for having me.